Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Jeffrey now?
Speaking.
Good morning, Jeffrey. This is Valerie from Family First. How are you today?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, Jeffrey. I'm calling you first to let you know that you are missing the timesheet for the 8th. Did you receive my message?
Yeah, my hand was in something, so I actually just saw the text come from you guys. So
Okay.
you just sent me the text.
Yes, I let me check. No. I request the timesheet twice for the 8th.
I think I submitted them yesterday. You didn't get them?
Let me check.
Yeah, I did submit them.
Yes, because you put Jeffrey now. It's Valeria. I'm checking here. Yes, you should meet up, but you put in the patient name, you put your name. Okay, just for this time, I'm going to change the name, but keep
Yeah,
in mind for next time.
that's a simple error, yeah.
Yeah, make sure, try to make sure to put the patient's name because it can delay the time to process the timesheet. Also, where can, let me see. You mentioned it yesterday that your cell phone is a government phone, correct?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm trying to download the app. It's not allowing me to download. I don't got no more storage on my phone.
Okay, got it. In this case, I spoke with my team. We need to you try to buy 15 phones so we can reimburse to you. We need to you buy a phone in order you can clock in and clock out. If you buy the phone, the $50 phone, we're going to reimburse that money.
Okay, so you should I just get should just get another phone just so I could download the app and clock in and clock out, and you reimburse
Correct.
me reimburse me. Okay,
We're going
all
to
right, I guess
reimburse that money.
I could do that tomorrow.
Yes, we need to you try to do it as soon as possible, because we're not allowed to process more timesheets. We
Got
can
you.
also try to schedule a home visit to you if you agree to troubleshoot your cell phone if you agree. Would you prefer?
I'll probably just get the other phone because, like I said, this is not the only issue with this phone. It can't even download pictures. It's not taking any pictures or nothing more to the phone. WhatsApp not
Oh,
working. Yeah.
got it. So you're going to try to buy the cell phone tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I'll get the phone.
Okay, perfect, Jeffrey. I'm going to leave my note here. Please let me know maybe tomorrow or
And
on
what's
Monday.
the address you have for Raheem? That's the issue. Cause what?
Our address is 1 Wyndham Drive, Suite.
Not your address. The
Oh,
address
your
you have on
address?
file for yeah, cause for Raheem. Cause when I'm trying to clock in on the phone that is here that we download the app on, it's telling me that I'm far. We're
That
too
you're
far from.
far.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said yesterday that we have a different address. I asked you by text message if you can let me know what is your address, but you can let me know now. What is your current address, please?
Yeah, because he's staying at 4936 Broad Street.
Burr Street, okay. There's the zip code.
Think it's 19136.
19136. Let me check on my map.
And that's the issue right there. So even if I get a phone, the address will still have to be updated.
19136, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to update it, but this will be set up when you have done the new cell phone, okay? If you are able to buy the new cell phone, please let me know.
Okay, and what's your name again?
Valerie.
Valerie,
that's my name.
And this is your personal number?
Yes, this is my phone number. You can save in your cell phone so you can call me when you need it. You can call me or text me from Monday to Friday.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Valerie.
You're so welcome, Jeffrey. You have a
and
wonderful
I'll, day. Yeah, when I get the cell phone tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And you're saying all of my timesheets are up to date, right?
Yes, yes. Right now, they are up to date. Now that I found the one for 8, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Bye-bye.